This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, February 8, when it's hard to pray. Our reading comes from Mark 2. A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door, and he preached the word to them. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by four of them. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it and then lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Now some teachers of the law were sitting there, thinking to themselves, "Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone?" Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts, and he said to them, "Why are you thinking these things? Which is easier, to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, take your mat, and walk'? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." So he said to the man, "I tell you, get up, take your mat, and go home." He got up, took his mat, and walked out in full view of them all. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." We have a little quiz we use when we teach middle schoolers about Jesus. We list some scenarios, such as moving to a new school or losing a grandparent, and we ask the children how likely it would be for them to invite Jesus to help them deal with it. The point is that they can call on Jesus in every situation. But what if a person feels too broken, too sorrowful, too stressed, or too sinful to reach out to Jesus for healing? I knew a dear woman, now with the Lord, who struggled with debilitating depression. There were times when she just couldn't pray, and her pastor assured her that it was okay because many people were lifting her up by name to Jesus. Today's Bible reading tells of a man who couldn't get to Jesus on his own because he was paralyzed. His friends decided to make a way through when they could find no other way to reach Jesus. So they climbed up on the roof, made a hole in it, and lowered their friend on his mat to meet Jesus. The first thing Jesus did was to heal the man's soul by forgiving his sins, and then he healed the man's body so that he could walk. Jesus knows exactly what we need. When we just can't bring ourselves to Jesus, the family of God can carry us to him in prayer. Jesus knows exactly what we need. When we just can't bring ourselves to Jesus, the family of God can carry us to him in prayer. Pray with me. Dear Jesus, thank you that when broken people like us are placed at your feet, you touch us in ways we couldn't imagine, and you heal us in places only you can see. Thank you for making a way. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.